please rise and join us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. Warren County Board of Supervisors, June 1st, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
Yes, there is, Tom. Remove item 5B, the fireworks permit.
5B?
Yep, because actually found out that the address that they gave us is just on the other side of the border and in Loayza County. So the address didn't look familiar to me when I started working on my minutes, so it's not ours to approve.
Get a little work out of that, Warden. Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? We have an agenda. Department heads, elected officials. I know the county attorney, Lisa Schaefer, is on a tight schedule, so we'll start with you.
Thank you. As I pointed out earlier, I have a 9:15 in district court service day, and I'll be in there the rest of the day. So not much going on. Our landscaping that we had budgeted for is actually happening today. So thanks, Rodney, for the last minute water. They kind of showed up today. We were expecting a phone call beforehand, and we didn't get that. But otherwise, we're just getting ready for a jury trial in the middle of June for one of our homicides that's been sitting there, I believe, since September of 2019. We have an intern starting next week. He's finishing up his class today and tomorrow, so he'll be quasi-certified to have a limited practice for a prosecutor's office. And we just have a couple of things on the personnel actions on the agenda. Other than that, just keeping up with COVID catch up.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good one. Terry Johnson, the Warren County Auditor.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind the public that the rural resident cleanup is still going on. We started May the 1st, and we're going through the end of June, so just want to remind everybody of that. And the list of items that can be taken to the landfill can be found on the county website. And also, if you have any appliances for the recycling center, you need to make sure that you make an appointment with them before taking any appliances there. An election update, October the 5th is the City Burlington primary election, if necessary. Candidates for the City of Burlington, their filing period is August the 9th through August the 26th. They can get their nomination papers here at the office or from the city clerk, or they can go online. Either way, they can find those. And the number of signatures that they're going to need is 40. And then for the November the 2nd is the city/school election. And that will be all of the other cities and the school candidates. And their filing period is August the 23rd through September the 16th.
Dumb question, I should know. There's no primary for the school board election. That's just however many run or on the general election.
Yep, however many people file, that's what's gonna be on that ballot. The City of Burlington is the only one in Des Moines County that has a primary election, so. And then, of course, the city candidates, like I said before, their filing period is August the 23rd through September the 16th. They can get papers from their city clerks or from our office or online. And then they file their papers with us, with the county auditor. But the school candidates, they can get their papers from the school secretary, but they actually have to file their papers with the school secretary. So, and there's a certain number of signatures required for the city, all the other cities, they need at least 10 signatures, and then for the schools, it varies. They have a different way of determining how many signatures they need, and so they'll want to make sure that they check with their school secretaries to make sure that they have the required number of signatures. And it's always wise to get many more than what's necessary, just in case somebody from a different jurisdiction signs your papers that can't really sign them. So,
you said for the city they can't take papers out until August 23rd.
No, that's when they start filing. For the city of Burlington, it's August the 9th through August the 26th. That's when they can file papers. They can take their papers out now, but they can't file them until August the 9th through August 26th. That's for Burlington. And then for the other cities and the schools, they will start filing theirs August the 23rd through September the 16th. So it's all different kind of filing dates and nomination signature forms and all of that. So anyway, just to get everybody started and let them know that the papers are out there and available. So
thank you, Jerry. Colin Durst, IT.
I just keep busy like always. Nothing to report.
Okay, thank you, Colin. Sure. Kevin Glendenning.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. We were able to fill our part-time clerical spot last week. We'll be getting a personnel action over to the board, probably on next week's agenda for approval, final approval on that. And we're moving forward with the hiring on for a deputy sheriff to hopefully start later this fall. That exhausts our civil service list from earlier this year. And he's currently in the military, and we're just waiting on his discharge date so he can get started with us. We're going to be testing again this Saturday for our next list, our new list of hopeful candidates. So we'll be busy with that on Saturday. Our SROs finished up school last week, so we'll have extra help during the day. They'll be out with us for the summer. And yes, ma'am.
Is there still time for people to declare intent to test, or is that day passed?
No, that date's passed.
Okay.
That was last Wednesday.
Okay.
So we stopped receiving applications at that point. So.
Okay.
And the jail's at 72 right now. Seven are out of county, but we have six, I believe, waiting to go to the state. So hopefully we'll get that number down this week.
Thanks, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Projects are moving when they can, but it's also been a struggle still with rain. Looks like we're kind of heading into a drier spell, so that's good for that kind of work. Still been working on Flint Bottom and doing some tiling and some stuff like that. So they have actually kept moving pretty good on Flint Bottom because of the type of work they were doing. The Highway 99 bridge has been slowed quite a bit. So hopefully this week get back to doing some dirt work. They're mostly working on the north end now. The south end is it's ready for paving, I guess is what I would say. There's still work to be done, but in general it's ready for paving. They just got a couple more weeks to meet the time frame requirements. But the north end has a ways to go. So went to Highway 61 coalition meeting last week. Been a while since we had one. Well, it's been a long time since we had one in person. And as I understand it, Bob Beck is going to continue to represent the county on that commission. And so cross paths with him there. Sounds like I may end up, I don't remember if it's in Oskaloosa or where it is, but there's a commission meeting next Tuesday. And they have those on Tuesdays. It always conflicts with board meetings. So I may end up attending that. For one, I think maybe last time was the first one that people were allowed to attend in person. So there may be three or four of us carpooling over to that. But anyway, just to mention that, and really just keeping the Highway 61 in front of the commission, and keep asking them to keep spending the money on it, try to get that four-lane connection. So I thought I'd mention that. And I guess associated with that project, they are going full speed just on the north side of Burlington. If you haven't been through there, I think it changes about every time you go through there. That does have one county road closed right now, which is Memorial Park Road. But I would, obviously, I'm just gonna give you a little bit of a heads up that there will be closures on and off all the way through that project. And sometimes we get those in advance and sometimes we don't. So we do our best to try to send out notifications and stuff like that. But that'll be an ongoing project all the way north and south for the next year and a half, if I had to guess. I also found out they're gonna bid the grading work for the phase up around Mediapolis in July. So I don't know that we'll actually see any on-site construction. I'm not sure how they've got it all set up until next year. I'm sure there's a possibility of it, but I also know they still have the utilities relocated. So it just depends. I don't know all that timing, but they are continuing to proceed. So just I'd give you a heads up on that. Would mention that we did have a motor grader operator. Well, he didn't leave employment yet. He's got vacation to extend in July, but we do have an open position. So we did start advertising this weekend. We'll be advertising for the next basically week and a half. So anybody hits you guys up on it, they can call out, get more information, and we're taking applications at our office. So we won't hire anybody before his employment is up, but my goal is to try to have somebody ready to come in shortly after his official employment is done. So, it's Rob Moore that left us, and I would like to say thank you for his time and effort. I guess I can't give the number of years, but he's been here for a while. I remember I actually hired him, and being a blade guy is the type of position where there's minimal appreciation. There are people out there that appreciate what they do, but there's a lot more people that have different opinions. So, but it's especially through the winter, it's a grind. I don't blame anybody for getting worn out on that, because the winter time is a real struggle for blade guys. It's just kind of staring at the same thing over and over and feeling like you never make the headway. So appreciate his time on that, and hope his new job is good for him. Another closure on North Gear. There's a railroad crossing closed. I'm sure that gets plenty of calls for both us and for West Burlington, but I want to mention that is a Burlington Northern project. We have absolutely no control over it. In fact, we did a press release on it last week, and they end up calling and saying they were going to leave it closed even longer than they planned. So, and that's a busy area. North Gear is a busy area. So that's all on them. We do press releases simply because we want people to know. Otherwise, the Burlington Northern would just come in and close it and move on. So I have to say thanks to the gentleman there that gave us a call and gave us a heads up, because they don't always do that. So I appreciate that communication. So we did a press release, like I said, try to let people know.
If anybody calls you and complains, somebody call the governor.
Call the governor.
I don't even know if she has any control over Burlington or over railroads.
Probably not.
I think that's you about got to get to the federal level to really have any say over railroads.
How long is that going to be closed, Brian? Do you know?
I think the last they gave us was Wednesday, but the next thing they need is asphalt, and the asphalt plant's already backed out on them once. So hopefully Wednesday is what they told us. I'm sorry?
Oh, go ahead.
Just remind you, we got projects still to come up this summer. Obviously, we're still working on everything I talked about, but eventually we will start up Pleasant Grove Road and the road and geode, but we haven't heard from the contractors there, so I'm guessing both of those are going to be there. I think they're August 16th late start dates, and it looks like they're both heading towards that time frame, if not later. And then I talked some time ago about dirt road, upgrade of a dirt road. We had a work session about that. I thought about another work session, but I don't know that's really worth it. I decided to give you an idea that there are some things still working in the background on all of that. And we're kind of working on what I'd call a preliminary design and a rough estimate on that for the people that are looking to go through the upgrade process to have an idea of the true cost of that process. So it hasn't come across your desk, but there's still some stuff going on in the background. So other than that, like I said, we're looking at a dry week, hopefully. So get some blading done and get some stuff taken care of. I do have a project tour on the agenda. There's nothing specific to that. It was just there in case you guys had any calls or had anything you want to glance at. Otherwise, like I said, there's nothing real specific to that. our crew is going to start working on White Camp Road, so if you get any calls from out there, that will undoubtedly get some attention. That's a big project out there for a crew of our size. So sometime I'll slip you guys out there sometime in the future.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Rodney Wiesner, maintenance.
Good morning. Got a lot of different things going on. They started out the jail this morning on the jail generator project. So they're out there starting on that. I have an agenda item, but other than that, just trying to keep up.
Thanks, Rod. Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. Several things on the list here today. So we just came off Memorial Day weekend. Hope you guys enjoyed the tour last week. We stayed busy through the weekend. Weather was kind of hit or miss. But had a pretty good weekend. Everybody more or less behaved themselves, so that's good. We're now going into probably what's going to be our next busiest weekend just because of the sheer number of things we have going on at the park this coming weekend. So first weekend in June is always the state's free fishing weekend, so you can fish anywhere in the state without a fishing license. On top of that, we are having our rescheduled Big Hollow open house and our Fill the Lake Flotilla event. It's also National Trails Day on Saturday, so we're doing a guided trail hike. The Optimist Club is hosting a youth fishing derby Saturday morning at Big Hollow. And we also have a promotional weekend where if you stay in any of our three parks for two nights, say pay for Friday, Saturday night, you'll get a voucher for a free night stay to use sometime later in the year. It's a promotional thing we do around, so it's either the weekend after, the weekend before, a lot of our holiday weekends to kind of keep that momentum going coming off of those holiday weekends. So lots of stuff going on out there. I'll remind folks that Fill the Lake Flotilla event, anybody that has a canoe or kayak, come out to Big Hollow Lake. We're going to take a drone photo at 2 o'clock right out from the beach to just show a great big crowd of floaters and paddle craft out there. This will kind of feed into our overall water quality effort that we're doing. We're getting closer to the end of this this intensive planning process, so you got to create a plan before you can really do much. So we're working on this. We've got an engineer hired through the Soil and Water Conservation District using a federal grant administered by the state, so a lot of chiefs and very few Indians in this process, but once they get this plan done, it'll be EPA approved, and that will qualify us for federal funding through the Clean Water Act. So this 319 funding, a lot of the money, like what Geode used to do stuff in their watershed, will be eligible for to do in Big Hollow's watershed. The idea is to try to clean that lake up. It's got a pretty serious algae problem. We have some pretty high phosphorus levels and resulting pH levels. It doesn't make the water unsafe to be in, it just makes it pretty ugly. If you go out there on any day, you know, where it's warm like this, that duckweed just gets thick. I took the boat up there this weekend, and there's even a lot of that submerged vegetation that really gets, if you go up in the upper end where it's not so deep, gets wrapped up in the prop and stuff. It grows really big fish, but it makes recreation kind of a problem. And so we're going to be working on that over the coming years. So along with that, we have our water quality symposium coming up. And that'll be towards the end of this month. Make sure I give you the right date on that. But it's a public invite event on June 24th. It's a Thursday night at 5:30 out at Big Hollow. Anybody wants to come to that, the engineers and all the partner agencies will be there to talk about the research that we've done. We've been doing research on this lake since probably 2014, 2015, gathering input in the watershed, water samples inside the lake and stuff. So we're going to kind of present that research, talk about what the plan is going forward, and then gather some public input as well. We're going to provide dinner for anybody that RSVPs. You can do that through our website. You can call out to our office and tell us that you're coming. We need a head count for the food. And that's going to be sponsored by some local organizations going to pay for that. Along with that, we have a public survey right now. It's a stakeholder survey. So if you go to our website, click the link. It's just a short 11-question survey to get people's opinions on water quality and their use of that park. Basically just trying to see how often you go up there, who you bring with you when you go, what people's opinions are of that up there. And so the more feedback we can get, the better we can use that to feed into this plan going forward. So a couple big weeks coming up, but Saturday's the big one. So anybody that wants to come out to the park, come on out there. Summer camps start next week. We do still have a few openings in our summer camps, mostly for the older age categories. So if anybody's interested in getting in on that, That link is available again through our website. It's an online reservation system. And then it's not really our deal, but I'm excited about this. You've probably seen in the paper, there's these river cruises that are going to happen. There's these like 48-person pontoon boats they're here, I think, in Burlington Friday and Saturdays, and they're in Keokuk some days, and they're in Fort Madison some days. Those are getting started, and internally, we have talked for a long time how great it would be because there's a lot of folks that want to use the river that just don't have the opportunity, unless you have your own boat and you've, you know, kind of been raised in the boating scene. Getting out on our greatest natural asset is kind of tough to do, and so I'm really excited about having this. I'm going to be reaching out to them and see if there's some way we can partner with them in the future to do some better interpretation out on the river. But I think those cruises are starting this weekend, so I just put a little plug in. I have no affiliation with them really, other than I'm just really excited that we've got an opportunity to get people out on that river that wouldn't otherwise been able to. So that's pretty neat. And I think that's it for today.
Thanks, good.
Staying busy.
Good luck with your plateau. Is this your second or third attempt?
This is number two. So right now the weather's saying 85 and sunny on Saturday.
Chris.
So we're going to cross our fingers that, yeah, exactly. Right? So, yeah. Let's try it again.
Thanks, Chris. Okay. Jared Lasser, Land Use.
Good morning. We had our Zoning Commission meeting last week. No issues related to the Gear Avenue rail crossing closure, thankfully. The only item we really discussed was the preliminary plat of a subdivision, which is on the agenda for today, along with a minor subdivision. Apart from that, all I have to note is that we did receive another minor subdivision plat on Friday, and so I left a copy of that in your box, Tom, for review. Should expect to have that one on the agenda in a couple of weeks. Apart from that, I don't have anything else.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jared. Natalie Steffner, 100 Reporter.
Good morning. I just wanted to report, just doing some numbers for the 2019 to 2020. So, sorry, for this fiscal year, we are up over 100 UTV permits. I mean, I know that doesn't sound like a lot. So for this fiscal year, we did 366 versus a 261. So I know there's a lot of people out there that are wanting to get these permits. I feel like maybe I've heard some state talk about the state maybe wanting to get something together to take those over, but
that's an increase of 35%.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, up to 9150. So hopefully they're being good out there on the roads, but otherwise just business as usual.
Thank you, Natalie. Janelle Nally-Monquist, Boyd County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. Our tax sale list is scheduled to publish this Thursday on the 3rd. Other than that, I'll just echo business as usual.
Okay. Thank you, Janelle.
Thanks.
Tom, you didn't show us up to give us any good insurance news, did you?
It's coming. It's coming. July 1st is the renewal. I apologize. I haven't been able to make the meetings, but you opened up at the right time, so I thought I'd stop in.
We apologize for the hardship that must have imposed on you.
Well, I did watch on the internet, so
now we know who was out there.
That's what I heard those three.
I kept asking Colin, how many guys we got watching? How many people are watching?
There's our one.
He just raised his
arm. But what is me? I watch it afterwards. So.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
We got anybody online?
Zach James is on here. He said that Jared covered everything, so.
Okay. Correspondence. I did get a short letter this morning from Delbert Longley regarding the Des Moines County Jail inspection. It said the Des Moines County Jail was inspected virtually on May 27, 2021 by the Iowa Department of Corrections as required by Iowa Code Section 356 to ensure compliance with Chapter 21-50 of the Iowa Administrative Code. The inspection included examination of staff training records, required documentation, and prisoner files. Des Moines County Jail is in compliance with Chapter 50 Iowa Jail Standards. Requested documentation was readily available for inspection. Sincerely, Delbert G. Longley, Chief Jail Inspector. Delbert is the only jail inspector in the state of Iowa, and there are at least 99 jails. So
He does not have a lot of spare time.
No, he doesn't.
Can you make that letter available for media?
Sure.
Yeah, I just can't imagine why not.
Shoot me an email.
It's a positive letter for sure.
Yes. If you'll remind me after the meeting, I will forward that to you and Lori. We'll proceed to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $1,135,516.59.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursements in the amount of $383.33.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. To renew the leases for the Crisis Stabilization Center and the River Cross facility out in at Cottonwood. Hope Haven would like to renew the existing lease at the Crisis Stabilization Center and River Cross Care Facility for the 12-month period starting July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. Sincerely, Bob Bartle, Hope Haven Area Development Center.
I move to approve letter of intent.
Have any comments, Rodney?
No, just if the contract was last year and they can renew for one 12-month period under that agreement. So.
Okay. Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Have an appointment to the County Compensation Board, for the County Recorder, to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I am interested in serving the remainder of a four-year term on the Des Moines County Compensation Board as representative for the County Recorder. The term will expire in July 2024. Shane Wiley, 828 South Libre, Burlington, Iowa.
I move to approve Shane Wiley.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. We have a resolution and final plat for the first addition to the Gay Wine Acres subdivision. This would be Jared.
So this is a one-lot minor subdivision in Washington Township, just north of Yarmouth. You don't get a whole lot of subdivisions out there. The original Gableline Acres was back in 2017. I believe that was simply splitting an existing house off from the farmland on that same property. And so this one is intended for a new residence for the son of the person who owns the house, the house on lot one. And as I understand it, it's pretty much just about done now. It's been under construction over the last year. Right now, for access, the issue with this one is the fact that it's landlocked. But there is an easement included on the plat with the driveway that provides access from the other home's driveway off of X31. That was the main issue there, and they have accounted for that with an easement. In terms of comments received, we didn't really get much of anything here. I think since the home is already just about done, a lot of the utility work has already been accounted for, so we don't have anything much to add to this one, so I'd like to recommend approval of it. So,
thank you, Jared.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. So I'll have a resolution approving a preliminary plat for the Twin Oaks Country Estates.
All right, so I alluded to earlier having a zoning commission meeting last week, so this is a preliminary plat. Since it is a six-lot subdivision intended for residential development, I provided you with a staff report here. I'll just give you a quick summary of that. This is located off of Beaverdale Road. It's the paved portion north of Flint Bottom Road. It has six lots, although initially the plan is to only have the north four lots sold for residential development. Although that will require a new private road to access those. So it's as the plat has been reviewed, all of the lot dimensions, roadway requirements, all of those are met with our subdivision ordinance. Everything appears to be compliant for that. In terms of the length of the road, the cul-de-sac turnaround, and then the lot sizes and roadway widths. The roadway itself was initially proposed to be gravel. However, we had since learned that after outreach with prospective buyers, there appears to be enough interest that the and willingness to pay for that additional amenity that the subdivider is planning to have the road paved partially with asphalt, so that there is a since it is we'll expect limited two-way traffic, there will at least be a paved one-way path in there, but the road will be wide enough with gravel along the edges so that it can accommodate two-way traffic if needed. And that,
so
that
you have two of them stuck at the same time.
Side by side.
Woohoo! So let's see. The utilities are would be provided by Rathbun, Eastern Iowa REC for electric, and then the telephone from Danville. I would have to have a septic for the individual properties for sewer. There was a little bit of discussion at the zoning commission meeting about the turnaround for fire emergency vehicles. Based on the preferences of the Burlington Fire Department, fire service provider for this area, they would like to see some kind of improvement on the turnaround, since our minimum in the county ordinance is a 60 diameter for the cul-de-sac bulb. So it was discussed that a logical solution to that would be some sort of Y turnaround where the vehicle could pull forward and then back into the other part of the Y, and we determined that, that could be accomplished through a pair of driveways at the end of the cul-de-sac. And so we had discussed that. Also, with regards to the plans for roadway construction, so that we had discussed having that the dimensions of those driveways included on the road plans as a means of enforcing that requirement, so that there is some sufficient turnaround capabilities there. It's not within any 2 miles of the city, so there's no an additional review and approval required. So we had our discussion at the zoning commission last week, and following those general discussion of items related to roadway and turnaround, no issues were brought up. We actually did not have any members of the public in attendance, although we had notified through public notices the previous week. Let's see here. So the commission unanimously approved a recommendation for approval of the preliminary plat. So I guess that's where we stand at this point. Does any of you have any questions about this?
And this is a preliminary plat, so those the turnaround can be addressed in the final plat.
Yeah, because between the we haven't had one of these in a while, so the. Basically, when we have a preliminary plat where a new road and utility infrastructure is going to go in, that'll be something that they can take care of in the coming months. And then that would be inspected for compliance with our our ordinance, and then we would proceed to having it surveyed, and then the final, once that's completed. So it sounds like at least one of those lots already has somebody interested in purchasing it, so that I think they're ready to get going on that fairly soon here. So that's where we stand at this point.
Thank you, Jared.
Can you confirm that you got the okay from the fire department that they were groovy with the two driveways?
Yeah, they were comfortable with that meeting the because it really is all about the exact form that it takes doesn't necessarily matter as long as it meets it's something that can support the weight of the vehicle as it turns around. So that was brought up as to confirm that would be the case, and yes, they would be if those serve dual purpose of driveway entrance and vehicle turnaround.
I don't have to put up the fire as long as they're groovy with it. I just wanted to make sure that
yeah.
was a...
Yeah, there was good discussion there where the fire marshal was remotely in attendance for that meeting, so that was discussed.
Okay. I move to approve preliminary plat for Twin Oaks Country Estates.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
We have personnel actions. We'll get those signed for you after the meeting.
Sure, thank you.
We have personnel actions.
Yep.
Two for the county attorney. We have Tammy Anderson, the collections clerk. Unpaid time off for the date of 5/21/21. Total number of hours is 6.99 to be unpaid. And Christopher Scarborough, an assistant county attorney, promotion to senior assistant county attorney effective June 1st, 2021, salary increase to $75,000.
I move to approve. Are you still going to do the other one too?
No, there's only two.
Okay, I move to approve county attorney's personnel actions.
Second. Terry?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes. We have personnel action for the quarter. Renee Wellborn, clerk two, June 4th, 2021, 1.75 hours unpaid. June 7th, 2021, 7.5 hours unpaid.
I move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. And we have a personnel action for the engineer's office. Gage McElhaney, seasonal worker, a new hire, $10 per hour, starting date May 17th.
Move to approve.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting of May 25th, 2021.
Move to approve minutes.
Second. Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Any other business?
None.
I have some. We mentioned last week there was a discussion on the American Rescue Plan, mm-hmm. the American Rescue Plan, and I mentioned that I'd sent a question on about whether we could submit ideas for approval, and I received a reply. Thank you for your question. The Department of Treasury does not have a process for counties to submit for fiscal recovery funds project approval. Counties should review the guidance and the frequently asked questions, which list several examples of eligible uses. For a comprehensive review of Treasury's interim final rule, you gives a couple websites. So when we make those decisions, we will have to be very careful and make sure that we examined our business very well so that we don't get a Dear John letter from the Department of Treasury.
future agenda items?
Nothing.
I don't have any. Committee reports.
Got nothing.
Well, I didn't have a committee meeting, but we did the Southeast Iowa Link, the Mental Health and Disability Services region got some bad news. We received an email from Great River Medical Center. The Great River Health Executive Team has decided we will not be signing a contract with the SEAL region for future services. Thank you for your support of the Behavioral Health Assessment Team, BHAT, for the last several years and for assisting us in providing services for mental health patients in the area. We didn't get that till late last week.
What are the services that they covered that don't get covered?
Well, for the SEAL region, we were kind of looking at them and providing a 23-hour crisis assessment and hold, and that's one of the new core services, and that doesn't look likely now. They already furnish, and we're very appreciative, they furnish adult psych out at the Burlington site, and they're just about to start, if they haven't started, geriatric like ward in our ward program in Fort Madison. And then the BHAT they mentioned is Behavioral Health Assessment Team that I don't know, we're hopeful that they'll continue to do that. But
we really
don't know. We just got the email last Thursday afternoon. So it's you know as much as I know about it now. So that's
thanks for the informative information, Chairman.
It's always a pleasure. I hope I didn't overload you.
I'm not gonna promise that you didn't.
That's
could have been worse news. They could have been saying they were gonna close.
Well, okay. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to make a comment, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com, or you may call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes to make that call. Jim isn't here, so I'll start the timer. I can figure out how to do that.
What's the AT and B hat?
AT and B.
Assessment.
Oh, B hat. That's a behavioral health assessment team. They had, there's a service they provide where if someone presents at the emergency room, or if the sheriff's department, or you know, law enforcement, or somebody takes somebody out there, they have people that are qualified to give them some sort of an assessment and help decide what the where it's going to end up, whether it's going to end up in jail or going home or
many of the court orders that we get are tentative on the behavioral health assessment on their committal. So if we have a court ordered committal for whether it's substance abuse or mental health, then we'll take them out there and they'll have that assessment done. Or if we take somebody on an emergency committal, somebody that's immediate risk to themselves or others, then we take them out there, we have an assessment done, and then we go through the courts the opposite way. So after that assessment's done, we contact the courts and have them ordered into custody or into a committal.
Yeah. The region, Des Moines County, helped them get started with that service, and I think what we were talking to them about was that we were going to contribute part of the that 23-hour, I'm pretty much in trouble here, 23-hour crisis assessment hold. That's a Medicaid funded service, and that the region was going to pick up
some of those costs. I'm not sure what costs. And they were going to continue to provide that. They were going to provide for the BHAT team. So I'm hopeful that they're still, that will still exist. I really don't know, except we were just disappointed to receive that.
That service is just absolutely necessary for us. There's many rural sheriff's offices out there that have to travel for hours to receive the service that we get from GRMC. So it's essential. My understanding is they currently have 8 adult beds, that they're going to increase that. So
how many?
Positive. What's that?
How many beds do they
have? They currently have 8. My understanding, I don't want to speak for them, but I think they're looking into increase to 12.
Psychiatric beds or emergency? Okay.
Yeah, psychiatric.
Okay.
And then psychiatric unit.
Okay. And we do appreciate all that. I'm not trying to rain on Great River.
Sure.
We do appreciate the services they do provide.
The funding is always difficult. If it's funded, then I think we'll have providers.
Yeah, that's
working out that mechanism is a big job.
Okay. Are there any other comments from the room? With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.